Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 5, The Activities of Saksi Gopal. The next day, the elderly Brahmana was thinking deeply about this matter, about how his family members said they would commit suicide, kill themselves, if the elderly Brahmana went ahead with his proposal that his daughter marry the poor young Brahmana. The next day, the elderly Brahmana was thinking deeply about this matter when the young Brahmana came to his house. The young Brahmana came to him and offered respectful obeisances. Then, very humbly folding his hands, he spoke as follows. You have promised to give your daughter in charity to me. Now you do not say anything. What is your conclusion? After the young Brahmana submitted this statement, the elderly Brahmana remained silent. Taking this opportunity, his son immediately came out with a stick to strike the younger man. The son said, Oh, you are most degraded. You want to marry my sister? Just like a dwarf who wants to catch the moon. Seeing a stick in the hand of the son, the younger Brahmana fled. The next day, however, he gathered together all the people of the village. All the people of the village then called for the elderly Brahmana and brought him to their meeting place. The young Brahmana then began to speak before them as follows. This gentleman has promised to hand over his daughter to me. Yet, now he does not follow his promise. Please ask him about his behavior. All the people gathered there asked the elderly Brahmana, If you have already promised to give him your daughter in charity, why are you not fulfilling your promise? You have given your word of honor. The elderly Brahmana said, My dear friends, please hear what I have to submit. I do not exactly remember making a promise like that. When the elderly Brahmana's son heard this, he took the opportunity to juggle some words. Becoming very impudent, he stood before the assembly and spoke as follows. While touring various holy places of pilgrimage, my father carried much money, and seeing the money, this rogue decided to take it away. There was no one beside this man with my father, giving him an intoxicant known as Dutura to eat. This rogue made my father mad. Having taken all my father's money, this rogue claimed that it was taken by some thief. And now he is claiming that my father has promised to give him his daughter in charity. All of you assembled here are gentlemen. Please judge whether it is befitting to offer this poor Brahmana my father's daughter. Hearing all these statements, all the people gathered there became a little doubtful. They thought it quite possible that because of attraction for riches, one might give up his religious principles. At that time, the young Brahman said, My dear gentlemen, please hear. Just to gain victory in an argument, this man is lying. Being very satisfied with my service, this Brahmin said to me of his own accord, I promise to hand over my daughter to you. At that time, I forbade him to do this, telling him, O best of the Brahmanas, I am not a fit husband for your daughter, whereas you are a learned scholar, a rich man belonging to an aristocratic family. I'm a poor man, uneducated, with no claim to aristocracy. Still, this Brahmin insisted. Again and again, he asked me to accept his proposal, saying, I have given you my daughter. Please accept her. I then said, Please hear. You are a learned Brahmana. Your wife, friends, and relatives will never agree to this proposal. My dear sir, you will not be able to fulfill your promise. Your promise will be broken. Yet, again and again, the Brahmana emphasized his promise. I have offered you my daughter. Do not hesitate. She is my daughter, and I shall give her to you. Who can forbid me? At that time, I concentrated my mind, and I requested the Brahmana to make the promise before the deity Gopal. Then this gentleman said in front of the Gopal deity, "My dear Lord, please bear witness. I have offered my daughter to this Brahmana in charity. Accepting the Gopal deity as my witness, I then submitted the following at his lotus feet. If this Brahmana later hesitates to give me his daughter, my dear Lord, I shall call on you as a witness. Please note this with care and attention. Thus, I have called upon a great personality in this transaction. I have asked the Supreme Godhead to be my witness. The entire world accepts the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead." And here is Srila Prabhupada's purport to that very strong verse. Although the young Brahmana described himself as having no claims to aristocracy and being an uneducated common man, still he had one good qualification. He believed that the Supreme Personality of Godhead was the topmost authority. He accepted the words of Lord Krishna without hesitation, and he had firm faith in the Lord's consistency. According to Prahlad Maharaj, another authority on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such a staunch and faithful devotee of the Lord must be understood to be a most learned scholar. Tanmanye aditam uttamam, Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.24. A pure devotee who has firm faith in the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is to be considered a most learned scholar, the topmost aristocrat, and the richest man in the whole world. All godly qualities automatically exist in such a devotee. In the preaching work of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, we, as the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, fully believe in the words of Krishna and his servants, the disciplic succession. In this way, we are presenting the words of Krishna throughout the world. Even though we are neither a rich man nor a very learned scholar, and even though we do not belong to any aristocracy, this movement is still being welcomed and is very easily spreading all over the world. Hence, over the world. Although we are very poor and have no professional source of income, Krishna supplies money whenever we need it. Whenever we need some men, Krishna supplies them. Thus, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita 6.22, Yanlabhva chaparam labham manyate nadikam tata. Actually, if we can attain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, we do not need anything else. We certainly do not need those things which a mundane person considers to be material assets. Continuing with the words of the young Brahmana. Taking this opportunity, the elderly Brahmana immediately confirmed that this was really true, that he had indeed offered his daughter to me in charity in front of Gopal. He said, "If Gopal personally comes here to serve as a witness, I shall surely give my daughter to the young Brahmana." The elderly Brahmana's son immediately confirmed this, saying, "Yes, this is a very nice statement." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. As the super soul within the heart of all living entities, Krishna knows everyone's desire, everyone's request, and everyone's prayer. Although all these may be contradictory, the Lord has to create a situation in which everyone will be pleased. This is an instance of a marriage negotiation between an elderly Brahmana and a youthful one. The elderly Brahmana was certainly willing to give his daughter in charity to the young Brahmana, but his son and relatives became impediments to this transaction. The elderly Brahmana considered how to get out of this situation and still offer his daughter to the young Brahmana. His son, an atheist and a very cunning fellow, was thinking of how to stop the marriage. The father and son were thinking in contradictory ways, yet Krishna created a situation wherein they agreed. They both agreed that if the Gopal deity would come and serve as a witness, the daughter would be given to the young Brahmana. The elderly Brahmana thought, since Lord Krishna is very merciful, he will certainly come to prove my statement. The atheistic son, he thought quite differently. It is not possible for Gopal to come and bear witness. Thinking thus, the father and son agreed. The young Brahmana took this opportunity to speak. Please write this down on paper in black and white so that you may not again change your word of honor. All the assembled people got this statement down in black and white, and taking the signatures of agreement from both of them, served as the mediators. The young Brahmana then said, will all you gentlemen present please hear me? This elderly Brahmana is certainly truthful and is following religious principles. He had no desire to break his promise, but fearing that his kinsman would commit suicide, he deviated from the truth. By the piety of the elderly Brahmana, I shall call the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a witness. Thus, I shall keep his truthful promise intact. Hearing the emphatic statement of the young Brahmana, some atheists in the meeting began to cut jokes. However, someone else said, after all, the Lord is merciful, and if he likes, he can come. After the meeting, the young Brahmana started for Vrindavan. And we shall end here. And Krishna willing, we shall continue quite soon. Hare Krishna.